Welcome back to Your Tech Report.
And welcome back. Mark and Flatlow and Mitchell Whitfield with you. So much to talk about this week, Mitchell. Coming up, though, we have Blackmagic Design. They're going to be joining us this week to talk all about their really cool announcements, including their brand new iPhone app that turns your phone into basically a professional Blackmagic camera. Ooh. And Ford, the F-150, getting a major upgrade. Yay, pickup trucks.
I love pickup trucks. I want a pickup truck and a minivan as part of my fleet at home.
If I could fit it in my garage, right. I would absolutely want one, but I know I can't do it.
They're so functional. It's honestly,
I just have the bed and the space.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I thought I wanted to go back to a smaller car. I know you went back to a smaller car.
I did.
But I'm glad I didn't, because I've taken advantage of the space so many times now that it's just absolutely nuts. Apple event this week.
Was there an Apple event? I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, it was on Tuesday. It was on Tuesday. They announced a couple small things, new AirPods. And new Apple Watch Series 9.
There you go. That's all. There might have been some. Yeah. Okay, here's what I find very interesting. That's become the thing. And obviously, we're joking around. Of course, the new iPhone 15, both the traditional and traditional Plus, which is funny. They still have the Plus name for the base, the larger base phone, yes. And the Max name for the larger Pro phone. It's also confusing. But we're here to help you through everything, folks. So the new thing that Apple is doing is basically they are taking the chip from the Pro series from the previous year, and then putting that in the new base model the next year. So now, this iPhone 15, the plain old 15, which is still a fantastic phone. I'm saying plain old, but it's still a great phone, they're not getting a new chip. They're getting a new chip for the main phone, which means they are taking the chip from last year's Pro and putting it in this year's regular iPhone 15. You're with me so far, right?
Yeah, so far.
And this has become like the new normal. No one is thrown off by this. And it's like, and I guess for people that don't want to pay the extra for the Max, for the Pro line of phones, they're happy because they're getting a bump from last year. It's just odd that it's still weird to me. It feels weird that both phones, and of course, you know, the thing I was going to say next is that the Pro phones, both the regular 15 Pro and Pro Max, are getting the new 17 series of Bionic chip. So I just think, is this 17 series? Is that what we're up to at this point?
A17 Pro, they're calling it, yeah.
Right. Okay, so I know it's become the new normal, but it feels weird to me. Does it feel weird to you, or is it just me? That one phone gets a new chip, the other gets a new chip for them, in air quotes, because they're taking it from the Pro model from last year and putting it in the base model for this year. It feels weird. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things are kind of confusing to me. Like, you know, they're saving the faster transmission speed of USB-C for the Pro lineup and not putting in the 15. I guess it probably has to do with the chipset, I guess, what's on the actual, that whole, you know, A16 chip versus the 17 chip. Although the 15 supports USB-2, which is different and faster charger. And I'm getting conflicting reports on this, and I could be amiss here. But the new telephoto lens on the iPhone 15 Pro Max.
Right.
So it's not a periscope camera like that sideways. It's like layers and layers of glass.
Correct.
That help make it work. But I think that's only available on the Pro Max.
It is, to get that 5X optical zoom in that telephoto you're talking about. Yes. That is only so here's what I'm starting to think, okay? Now you just made me realize. So I just rewound everything I said earlier, because now it just hit me. There is actually a reason why the 15 Pro is called, you know, the Max, as opposed to the Plus, which is for the regular 15. And that's the way it's been for the lineup for the past several years. Because in the base iPhone 15 and then the 15 Plus, it's just a plus size version of the 15. That's all it is. For the Pro line, the larger version has features the smaller version does not. It's not that way for the base model. It's just a larger version of the base model. In the Pro line, the Max version actually has a different feature set. As you were talking about, the new camera system is going to be different. And it's been slightly different. Wouldn't you say for the last few years since they put this naming ethic in place where one was the Max, one was the Plus? It's because it's not just now I'm figuring it out on the air with everyone listening. So it's called the Max because it's not just a larger version. It has different features and different hardware most of the time as well. Problem solved. So yes, different lenses. The Pro line itself also gets.
That's the only difference though, really.
That is it. But you know what? They can't just call it a Plus because it's Plus. Max, it's a camera too, but I'm just saying at least it gives it a reason. I was sitting here thinking it was the silliest thing in the world. Now that we've sussed it out, I get that. So yeah, so just to be clear, we have the 15, we have the 15 Plus, which is a larger version of the 15, which is getting last year's chip from the Pro series of phone, and then we have the Pro series, which we have the base model, which is getting USB like everything else. It's getting all the features plus a faster processor. And the Max is also getting, including everything the other phones have, is getting that better camera system for that telephoto lens, which will be a 5x zoom lens. I'm exhausted. I'm spent.
You're exhausted. Yeah, yeah. Just keeping track of this is interesting. The other thing, I mean, connectivity, Wi-Fi 6E, not Wi-Fi 7. Interesting. And that's it.
Yeah.
Titanium, but wait,
forgot one major thing.
What?
We forgot major thing, the button. There's a new button that's called
the action button. The action button.
And this is the funny thing is, Mark, and I have to shame on me because I told you, I think this is the thing we were doing our preview show. I believe it was last week. Yep. And I said, this is the thing this would be the thing, because if it's customizable, and kudos to Apple, people that have had hands-on time with this phone, with the new software, are saying there are a lot more customization options than they originally thought. They thought Apple would give them a few little things, but it gives you access to the entire back end.
Really everything.
Anything that you can. And the funny thing is, it's anything you can ask Siri for. And I'm only spelling her name, so I don't trigger all of your devices in your homes, because we love you guys. Whatever you can ask Siri can also be customized with that button. But the question is, Mark, there's only one thing that I really care, not really care, that I was really hoping I could use that action button for. And it's going to seem very strange to you. All I care about is being able to do screen recording by the press of a button. Because I don't know if you ever tried to do this, but if you're trying to like screen record something on your phone and you had to dig into, as soon as you dig into the like sliding down, pushing the button, what you wanted to do is already not available, is already like if you're doing a video, it won't work. This way, it's a one-touch thing, starts recording. It would be – that's the one thing that I get buried in when I'm trying to do anything with screen capture on my iPhone. If that can do screen capture, again, I don't use it every day, but I would love the facility of being able to do that, you know?
I wonder if you can do that now with a shortcut, because shortcuts are really powerful little tools, and I've just scraped the surface on using them and really trying to figure out how to get them to do things. I bet you can do it with a shortcut. You can just program it to say, hey, S-I-I-R-I, or sorry, you don't have to say the hey anymore.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And just say, record my screen, right. And boom, and it should record your screen. I got to try that out. I bet you can do it. But, just, I mean, being able to really do it for, I mean, turning the flashlight on, calling a loved one, using it as a shutter for your camera, smart home devices. Imagine you could push it and trigger your garage to open.
I think this. Oh, you know what? Here we are. We were joking around so much about, what's the difference? We didn't even talk about the phone materials, which is kind of a big deal too. And I'm not talking about the fact that it's the most eco-friendly phone, zero carbon footprint with the stuff they're making now, which is great. They spent a lot of time talking about that.
It's the titanium, though. It's the lightweight titanium, that's going to make this seem lighter.
It's going to make it lighter. It's supposed to. Here's the thing. It's physically stronger. It should make the phone about 10% lighter. I think I'm right about this, but it's around 10% lighter.
That's what they're saying.
But the weird thing is, it's still susceptible to dings and dents. It's strong. It's just not as scratch resistant as previous models.
Not too strong. Not strong like bull.
Right. You can scratch it to death. You just can't shoot it. So that's the weird thing. It's really powerful. It's just a little, a little finicky on the surface. And the surface is different. If you're expecting on the Pro line to see, and we're talking again, this is on the Pro line of phones of titanium that we're talking about. They have a raw color, they have a light color, they have a dark color. But it really does not look like the shiny, perfect iPhones that you're used to seeing. It may throw you off. And they don't have a wide variety of colors because they wanted this titanium to seem as natural as possible. And natural titanium has imperfections in it. If you look at it, it's not a smooth surface. So if you're expecting I love iPhones because of how clean they are. The sides are always cleaned with that polished metal and that glass. Even the glass they use is different now. The color's actually infused into the glass itself. So it does have a different look. It's going to have a different feel. It's going to be lighter. I don't think they talked about dimensions at all, because I'm just wondering, I bought a new case for my current phone. I wonder if I could use this case if I decided to get a new 15 Pro Max.
What do you have now?
I have the 14 Pro Max.
So 14 Pro Max, this new phone is slightly shorter.
Oh, because they would decrease the bezels.
It's slightly narrower in width, but it is deeper.
What?
Yeah. So let's compare yours to new, okay? Height on yours, the 14 Pro Max, 6.33 inches. The 15, 6.29. The width, 3.05 on the 14 Pro Max, 3.02 on the 15. The depth, 0.31 inches on yours, 0.32 inches on the new one. Now, I don't know if that includes the camera or not. Weight, though, 8.47 ounces on yours, 7.81 ounces on the new one.
Wait, tell me the weight again. Tell me the difference.
So yours, the one you're holding in your hand, is 240 grams.
Yeah.
The new one is 221.
Okay, so I was right, about 10%. Under 10%. Okay.
Yeah.
Or a little over, yeah. Okay. 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 So it makes me think that if you really wanted to, you know, still use your old case, you could jam it in there. It just wouldn't be ideal.
Yeah, it wouldn't be ideal. It never is ideal. It's always, Apple always says, oh, you shouldn't do it. But, you know, Apple also intends you not to use these phones with a case, even though they make them.
This is true. And they, by the way, every time, here's the other odd thing. Oh, Apple is also, we talked about eco-friendly and, you know, the carbon neutral footprint, which is wonderful. They spent a lot more time on it than maybe they should have. But they're also talking about the materials for the cases now being completely different. They've gone away from leather.
Yeah, the leather is gone. It's all recycled materials. It's all, even though it's silicone, it's recycled silicone. It's like all that fun stuff. And I get it. And it's totally smart. And I don't know why they weren't doing this a while ago, and they spent way too much time talking about this in a very overproduced video that I'm sure was a lot of time we didn't need to waste.
It was a lot of back padding. It was yes. A lot of self back padding. Look at what we did, and again, it was really cute. The video was very well done. I mean, it was fun to watch for the first few minutes. Then it just went on for a while, and again, it was more about, you know, look at us, you know, doing what we said we were going to do years earlier than we said we would do it. However, they promised the entire lineup. That's going to be a little more challenging. It's a lot easier on this device, I think, than other ones. But, you know, kudos to them for doing it. Again, I don't think they needed to spend as much time on it, but they did. And here I am complaining, by the way, or joking about having to, you know, cram the new phone if I decide to get it into my case that I just bought for my 14 Pro Max. And I'm thinking, man, if you're spending that much on a phone, I can pony up the extra 50 or 60 bucks to get a new case to match it. But, so here's,
but I listen, in my house, I got the hand-me-down game, right? So my wife is looking for a new phone, so she'll get my old one. My son will complain because he doesn't get the new one. And it's just insane. I mean, I've ordered, what did I order? I ordered the Pro Max.
Right.
That's what's on its way to me. And I ordered 512 gigs instead of 1 terabyte. I don't know why I ever ordered 1 terabyte. But that's what I had before, so I'm going to use 512.
You just brought me naturally with your brilliant ability to segue me into something important. Here's what a lot of people, there were a lot of rumors, Mark, and I'm sure you read them too, because we talk about this stuff, we read the same stuff, and then we talk about it. There were a lot of rumors that this year's iPhone was going to be more expensive. It turns out it was not. And for people that are saying, wait a minute, the Pro Max, you know, the Pro Max starts $100 more. No, it does not. And let me tell you why. And a lot of people are saying it starts more expensive. It doesn't. What they did was the Pro Max always started at $1,099 for 128 gigs of internal storage. And then the next bump up was for another $100. And for $1,199, it would be $256. Okay. So what Apple did was they just eliminated the lower line phone. They eliminated the base 128 for $1,099. And now the base model has become the 256 with the 1199. I think that's a better way of looking at it, because when you say they raise the price, that implies that you're charging more for the same thing. And they are not, in fact, charging more for the same thing. They just eliminated the lowest level. Now they're starting at the mid-level. That becomes the base model. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. It's kind of an underhanded way to basically do what they were trying to do. Like, I understand.
No. See, I don't see it that way. Because for me,
of memory has gone down.
Huh?
You know, if you look at the price of memory in general, if you were to go out and buy, this is more so with like a hard drive, you know, when you look at some of the Macs and some of the configurations to get 4 terabytes or 8 terabytes, you're spending $2,000.
No, it's ridiculous. That's how they make their money. It's like, you know,
exactly.
Concessions at a stadium arena.
So
that's where the money comes from.
I agree with what you're saying, but I also disagree with it, you know, in terms of.
No, you're right, because they easily, I know what you're saying. They easily could have put more storage in and kept the price what the base price was. But for people that are going to be thrown off saying, oh, now I have to spend more to get the same thing, it's not exactly that. You're getting the same thing that you spent $1,199 for last year. You just don't have an option to spend $1,099 on the Max. That's a good way. You're right. That's a better way of putting it. But for people that are thinking, you know, you're actually spending more to get the same thing, you're not. You just eliminated the lower end option where you could have gotten less and spent less. That doesn't exist anymore. So the question is, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Do you finish?
I was going to say, I guess the question is, you know, do you get one? And I know you already ordered one. I'm sure you're going to keep it. We always say, oh, we don't need it this year. And then you end up keeping it. I end up saying, oh, I don't need it. Then 6 months later, I'll go pick it up. So I know, I don't know what I'm going to do this year. I have trade-ins are still there. By the way, trade-in for your 14
still
is
very
still
valuable.
Very, very strong.
Yeah.
Apple is very competitive.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, no, because they'll resell it. Yeah, I mean, I think anybody who's coming from anything older than a 14, it's a natural upgrade. Like, there's definitely enhancements there, benefits. I think if you're on a 14, really, you might want to wait a year. Like, there's no point in that. You're not benefiting that much in any aspect of this phone other than that camera, and really, how much are you going to take advantage of that camera?
Right.
That's my hard take on it.
Did we talk about USB-C? Hold on a second.
Well, I talked about the fact that USB-C is across the board, which is great. I think that's finally, thank God. I mean, of course, Apple did what Apple does and didn't really talk about it much. They mentioned it in passing, and that's it.
Right. That's all really deserved, because I think they would have been laughed out of the building had they made a big deal about a feature that other phones have had for 4 years.
But the pros have Thunderbolt. So they're transferring at speeds that are 20 times the speeds of the baby ones. So they were demonstrating people plugging their phones directly into hard drives and filming like ProRes RAW video, like formats that I've never even heard of, directly to a hard drive. I'm like, okay, I get that's cool, but this is still a phone. Like, are you going to go like, oh, I'm Steven Spielberg, let's film everything on the iPhone just because I have it?
Because we can. But you know what? That, again, it's another differentiating point, because like you said, that Thunderbolt allows for better bandwidth, obviously. Yeah. Better bandwidth in charging as well. It charges faster. It transfers data faster. So let's go over the different, if people are trying to think about, you know, what are we doing, make an educated decision over last year's phone. Obviously, let's talk about the Pro first, and we're doing it in reverse. You're getting, obviously, a faster processor.
Yep.
You're getting a new material with a lighter weight and more durability.
Cool, like
You're getting USB-C, which will have faster charging and faster data, transmission.
And a bigger battery, too.
You're getting a bigger battery, and you're getting that multifunction, the action button. So again, there's actually what seemed like a little bump is pretty substantial in terms of year over year. The question is, do you still love your 14, and does your 14 still do everything that you want? And will the 15 be cool to have because it has extra stuff, or extra stuff that you actually need? And that's always the question.
Well, that's a question you got to ask yourself.
Exactly.
I can't answer that for you.
We can't do that. We don't do the heavy lifting.
What are you talking about here? You know, we didn't even get to the biggest exciting announcement with the AirPods Pro 2. And, of course, the Apple Watch Series 9. And, of course, the Apple Watch Ultra. But you know what? That leaves us time to talk about something next week.
Absolutely.
Still to come on this week's show, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking to very cool people over at Blackmagic Design. Some really cool products coming out, including a free app for the iPhone that basically turns it into an incredibly pro camera. Absolutely insane. And Ford, I mean, they've got a new F-150 lineup around the corner. It's coming out it's announced now, but it's coming out in January. So you're going to want to look out for that. All that and more. So if you do want to get in touch with us on social media, it's at Your Tech Report. You can find us pretty much whatever you call your social media outlet today. You'll find us there. I promise we are there. And you can email us as well, Mitchell. That is contact@yourtechreport.com. Okay, I'm out of breath. Are you?
I don't know how you can still stand the sound of my voice, honestly. Don't say it. Don't say it. It's too easy.
Ooh, I'm not going to say it. That's just kind of... Okay, stick around. We're going to start with Blackmagic, and we'll cap out the day with Ford and the new F-150. Stick around. This is Your Tech Report. He is Mitchell Whitfield, and I am Marco Flallo. Back in a moment.
Your Tech Report will be right back.
Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.
I'm Matt Kundle, host of the Sound Off Podcast, the show about podcast and broadcast. Since 2016, we've been speaking with amazing people who have populated your ears for decades. Legendary broadcasters, research wizards, talent experts, podcasters, voice talent. Almost 400 stories, all for free. Subscribe or follow the Sound Off Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at soundoffpodcast.com.